This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As you saw up at the top of the broadcast with today's report on inflation and how there isn't any yet, the number itself still does matter. There is lots of stuff in business and the economy that sometimes doesn't make a lot of sense, which makes it handy that we've got a series designed specifically to answer whatever questions you might have along those lines. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
This week's question comes courtesy of listener Eileen Lee.
Why is it that every once in a while, my favorite brand of shampoo, food, or drink gives me an extra 20% free? Why would a company do this?
Why indeed? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is on it.
Eileen Lee is a statistician and demographer, a grad student, finishing up and publishing her master's thesis. She's a very careful shopper, not afraid to do the math, dissecting special offers and deals. She's very particular. For example, her chicken nuggets have to be dinosaur-shaped. Why?
I like biting the heads off.
I see. Oh, my. Eileen and I are on a virtual shopping date. I'm at my favorite store in Wheaton, Maryland, just outside Washington. She's at a store near L.A., where she's from. We head to the shampoo aisle. Eileen spots a get-more-free deal right away.
Yeah, organics. They have some oil of Morocco shampoo, and it's 50% more free.
So will she buy it?
No, I've used their stuff before. I don't like it. It makes my hair feel weird.
Yep, I told you she was particular. Eileen's got a brand of shampoo she likes and sticks with. Ditto for toilet paper, detergent. We go down aisle after aisle looking for a get-more-for-less deal she likes. We don't find any. Hence, her question.
What made me ask the question was that I never fall for that. Like, I see extra 20%, and if it's not the same brand I've been using or the same series of brands, then I wouldn't even think of choosing it.
So Eileen never goes for these deals. But turns out lots of other people do. That's part of the answer to Eileen's question. Let's leave the grocery store and talk to Ira Kalb. He teaches marketing at USC.
It gives you an effective discount that's very tangible and enables you to differentiate your product from the others on the shelf, and it sways people to your brand.
You want consumers to try it, get hooked on it. Pepsi was among the first companies to experiment with Get More for Free in the 1930s, according to Robert Schindler, a professor of marketing at Rutgers.
But they hit upon this idea that they would have a package twice the size, and they'd sell it for the same price as the Coke, which was a nickel. And then they promoted that with this radio jingle. Would you like me to sing it?
Absolutely.
Pepsi Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot.
Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you.
Back in the grocery store, Eileen says I've answered her question, but she's still not interested in the get-more-for-less deals. Now, manufacturer's coupons, that's different.
Because then I can actually calculate if it's actually cheaper, whereas with the 20% free, I have to calculate, okay, what was the normal price, and then am I actually getting more product, and then...
Sounds like an I've Always Wondered question for another day. In Wheaton, Maryland, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
We need you to make this series work, so please send us the things you have always wondered about. There's a spot on our website where you can do that. It's marketplace.org.